With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, if you thought that 2024 was big for live music in Ireland, 2025 is about to be even bigger. From massive headline shows to festivals, there's plenty of big names coming to Ireland this year, and there's still time for more to be announced. Joining us now to look forward to it all is DJ and 2FM host Connor Bean. Connor, thank you so much for coming into us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I mean, the same day as five. I feel very lucky.
I know, what a treat. Who will we love more? Like, I mean, talking about gigs that are coming up, it fits in so well for
absolutely.
You. Before we get to that, congratulations on your brand new show on 2FM. It's going to be 6 dates on Sundays, which is very exciting.
Yes, Sunday Rewind. We're going back in time, the 2000, the 2010. No throwback is safe from me, Sunday 6 to 8 on 2FM.
Wait, does that mean, because we couldn't get away with it this morning, but you could quite possibly play the 5 Megamix?
I'm a purist and I like playing the songs in full, so I might just do If You're Getting Down or one of, because I like actually really love 5, so I'm like, I don't want to cut off the magic.
I'm a purist.
I'm not mad about mega mixes. Sometimes I'm like, just play the full song. What are we doing here?
Do you know what? I'm going to remember this the next time I'm in the George, because I'll be like, can you play me the ABBA mega mix? Will you play me the Girls Aloud mega mix?
People asked for the Saturdays one, and I'm like, that's, we're going too far
it's
now.
It's a brilliant one. It is a brilliant one.
I don't know. Anyway, we're not doing the best of mega mixes, although leave it with me.
No. Connor, last year, obviously, we felt like it was wall-to-wall gigs. And look, this year is no different. But before we delve into the outdoor stuff and festivals, there are plenty of big shows in 3 Arena in Dublin this year. I mean, we've already started off very strong with Gracie Abrams. We had Sabrina Carpenter do 2 nights there. And that's looking like now we're only on the 11th of March.
I know. And like, obviously, look, we'll get into the festivals and other stuff happening across Ireland. But 3 Arena is kind of the spot where all the big acts head to if they're not doing a festival in Ireland. So like, nostalgia-wise, you mentioned 5. They're in 3 Arena on November 23rd. Sean Paul, Ashanti are there next month. Ollie Murs is there in April. So if you're thinking nostalgia, you've got Ollie Murs in April, Nelly's there June 11th, Pitbull, who I know you loved last month.
Yeah.
2 Dublin shows happening in 3 Arena on the 5th and 6th. I believe if they're not sold out already, they're nearly sold out. And we mentioned 5 as a reunion in November, but Scissor Sisters reunited playing live for the first time in like 12 years. They're at 3 Arena on the 28th of May. And then you mentioned Gracie Abrams, Sabrina. They're some of the biggest acts around at the moment. Other current favourites, Central C's there in April. 21 Pilots, Tate McRae, Tide of the Creator, Camila Cabello, Billie Eilish end of July as well, and then even Irish acts like Kneecap and Cillian Dacro are in 3 Arena in December. So there alone is a highlight list of some of the biggest acts of now and of past times as well.
It's mad as well when you put them into a list. I'm kind of like,
that's just one venue, by the way.
Yeah. Like, that's literally just the 3 Arena. And oh god, it's actually just so exciting.
I know.
You've got your Pitbull tickets, you are going to live your best life.
Both nights,
all are gone. Summer though, Connor, as we know, regardless of the weather, is all about the outdoor shows. Malahide Castle and St. Aaron Park are back in a big way this year. There's even a venue that we haven't seen in a while, isn't there?
Yeah, so this thing, the outdoor shows, I mean, we're in March and I feel like there could be more still to come. We've already got quite the list. Malahide Castle alone has Charlie XCX June 17th. Then you've got Iron Maiden, Neil Young, Justin Timberlake, Alanis Morissette and Duran Duran with Nile Rodgers and Chic. That's basically all in one like week at the end of June. So that's just Malahide Castle. St. Anne's Park has lots of great Irish stuff. Inhalers doing their biggest Irish show ever on the 30th of May there. The Lumineers are there on May 31st. There's Rewind Festival on the 1st of June. Macklemore with Rudimentals on June 4th. Stereophonics, 2 Johnnies and The Core is also playing that week as well. Marley Park has a couple of shows so far. You've got Olivia Rodrigo on the 24th of June and also Noel Can on July 1st. Ivy Gardens, I'm bringing this up for 2 reasons. One, it's a great lineup, and one, I want to slightly make fun of you here. Natasha Bedingfield, Alex Warren and En Vogue. And I remember the day Lottie brought this news to your show that En Vogue were playing Ivy Gardens and you're like, who's En Vogue? And I think Lottie Ryan was fit to take one of these mics and throw it at you.
Jupiter asked for me anyway.
That's not how you sound like, but in this story, you're like, I don't know who En Vogue. You sound like John McNally in this
give
story.
Give me the song.
En Vogue.
Give me their song again, because Kate was really annoyed with me as well. She's like, how do you
what's
not
it
know
gonna
this?
Be, I mean, of course you know En Vogue. And also, we mentioned there a venue that hasn't been in play for a while, Phoenix Park, which hasn't had gigs in about 5 or 6 years. Mm. 3 shows for country star Zach Bryan from June 20th to 22nd at Phoenix Park, which is mental. I think the capacity is like 50,000-60,000 for those shows.
That is
times 3, which is mad.
Insane. Like, they're back to back as well. And obviously the country music scene is just getting bigger and bigger
and bigger
here.
He hits, like, I think he's kind of a modern country star, so he's going to hit all these different audiences. Obviously lots of demand to see. Last time he played the Helix, which is like, I think 1,500 capacity. So this is the other extreme.
That is actually insane.
That's
so
wild.
Lots of people will be looking forward to like big concerts outside in Dublin too. So we're talking obviously about like Phoenix Park
Yes.
Coming back into fruition again. Is there anything else?
Yeah, Cork and Limerick in particular are big on the action. Cork's Live at the Marquee has tons of shows happening from June 25th to July 27th. Picture this, the Coronas, Christy Moore, Olly Murs, Mary Wallopers, Keane DeCrow, D Block Europe, just some of the names playing. And they do a lot of live comedy down there as well. So Tommy Tiernan, Dara Brian, Michael McIntyre will be down at Live at the Marquee. Also, Virgin Media Park in Cork is very big this year as well. They've got Macklemore, The Corrs, Stereophonics, Saw and Saw Doctors, Snow Patrol and Madness as well. So there's like, that's just a handful of shows. And then Limerick's Thomond Park, they have the Wolftones on the Script playing the same weekend in middle of July, that which is what a double bill of Irish music.
Mental though, absolutely mental. I love those as well. Like it really excites me a lot of the time when like big acts decide to split through the country and go, exactly. Like, yeah, we're going to do Limerick Cork. You know, you've got the Arts Festival obviously in Galway and then come to Dublin too. I love that. Let's spread it all around a little
bit. Exactly. It also means if you don't live in Cork, like, we want to see someone, so let's go make a weekend of it in Cork. It's nice to be able to have the option because, I mean, it's fun to staycation around, but there's a gig you can go to as well. Amazing.
Yeah, and there's always a buzz around the place as well. Yes, it's so much fun. Speaking of stadiums, let's look at the biggies, right? Because what big names are coming? I know I just said like it's great to go all the way around the country, but what big names are coming to Dublin?
Nice to have a stadium show sometimes. The Aviva has two big pop girlies coming our way. Dua Lipa is playing there on the 27th of June. And mere days later, on the 30th of June, Lana Del Rey doing her biggest Irish show ever.
This is nuts.
At the Aviva. I mean, it's nuts, but also it's sold out within like seconds.
Yeah.
That's going to be like the ultimate Sad Girl meetup, and I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. I said that's also a positive term, I should say. Yeah. Croke Park, obviously, always in the mix when it comes to big stadium concerts. Robbie Williams, August 23rd. A perennial favourite of Irish audiences. Yeah. He'll be amazing. The big one, of course, in August on the 16th and 17th. I almost feel awkward bringing this up because it's going to bring up PTSD for people from last year. Is Oasis, who are playing two shows as part of their massive reunion. Yeah, I mean, there was really no chat about this one.
No.
It's really gone under the radar. Everyone got tickets so easily that it hasn't really
come up at
all.
Wonder if there's any left on the Ticketmaster resale. Would they be going?
Any tickets gone? obviously, look, the Gallagher brothers have not performed together on stage in a long time, so there's still jokes with, they won't even make it to stage.
No, they will. There's definitely an insurance claim that is big enough to make sure that they make it there.
Too much money in the line not to make it together on stage. But obviously the Ticketmaster meltdown last year and the demand for tickets means I think that these guys really have to deliver. Because a lot of people are like, if you got a ticket, you'd be like, you better be fucking good.
You better be ready to rock. Let's move on to something that I care about more than anything in the world.
Yes.
Festivals, Conor Bean. We mess around with everything. What is coming when we're talking about festivals?
There are tons. So I'm going to try and get through these as quick as I can. Thai, I like this one. First weekend of May, they have Greenfields Festival with Gavin James, Switch Disco, and The Stunning on the lineup.
Stunning.
One of the first kind of big heavy hitters in the festival lineup every year is Forbidden Fruit, which happens at Royal Hospital Comainham in Dublin. They have Jamie XX, Peggy Gou, and Underworld playing this year. Beyond the Pale is back in Wicklow, June 13th to 15th. Broken Social Scene, Soda Blonde, La Boom. Lots of great Irish stuff at that one. Night and Day at Lochkey Forest Park in Boyle in County Roscommon. June 27th and 29th, they have Jose Gonzalez, Katie Tunstall, Lisa Hannigan and Hermitage Green. Longitude always has big hip hop and dance acts. That's back in Marty Park, July 5th and 6th. David Guetta, Sonny Fordera, 50 Cent, just some of the names playing. I feel like they're going to announce a ton more names for Longitude as well. They always do like a nerdy announcement, and I'm sure there'll be lots more still to
they
come.
They always get like the biggest names.
Yeah.
Like for Longitude, it's absolutely insane. Sorry, stay gone.
All together now, back in Waterford, July 31st, August 3rd. Fontaine CC, Nelly Furtado, CMAT, London Grammar. Just some of the names on the lineup. That has become such a firm favourite for people, and it's one of the newer festivals of the last, say, 5 or 6 years. So that will be a good one. And Electric Picnic is back to its usual weekend slot after slight change last year. They accommodated Kylie, who wouldn't? August 29th, 31st. The lineup has yet to be announced, but that kind of leads us to our next point. We're going to try and do some like psychic readings of what could possibly be on this lineup and other shows coming this way.
This is one of my favourite things of all time, is actually just trying to guess who they're going to get. And you always kind of put down your wish list of who you think is going to be playing a festival, don't you?
And also the international festivals are kind of a good guide to what we might still have coming our way, because they still do very well with audiences in Ireland because people like to travel for shows. The biggest one tends to be Glastonbury, which people buy the tickets way ahead of it actually happening. Then they get the lineup, and then people go, okay, I'm going, and this is who I'm seeing. Most of the names on this year's Glastonbury lineup are coming to Ireland. There's names like Jade, Lola Young, the 1975, and Doechii who are on that lineup, who haven't announced an Irish show here. Doechii has never played Ireland, and obviously in the last 6 months has really become a massive player in pop music. So I feel like she is a surefire booking for some festival in Ireland 100%. At some point. Or a solo show. I mean, I personally love a solo show. It's a little less work in a festival. Primavera is very big with Irish fans. I think you're heading this year, aren't you?
I am going to Primavera, yeah. And I was going to Primavera purely because I'm going to ruin your gag line here because it's 3 days because you've got Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie yes. XCX and Chapel Roan. And I was like, oh my God,
each
never.
Night is a pop girly yeah. who dominated last it's year.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And so they've all kind of, well, Charlie's playing a solo show later this year. Sabrina just played. Chapel Roan hasn't been announced for anything this year. I have no inside information. Like, no. I'm just doing guesswork here. Like, I'd put money in her playing Electric Picnic or something big same. Before the end of the year. So FK Twigs, LCD Sound System, Idols, they're all on the bill for Primavera and haven't announced Irish shows this year. I could see them playing here.
Yeah.
We mentioned Chapel. She's also playing at Zeitgeist Festival in Budapest, which is in early August. And I don't know about you, but I have been seeing ads for it in real life and on social media for months. I feel like they're doing a campaign to convince Irish people to fly to Budapest because they have Shawn Mendes, Post Malone, A$AP Rocky and Justice all playing who don't have any Irish shows lined up this year. So that's like, those are names I think we could still see in the mix here. Yeah. Chapel, again, I put money on because she's playing Reading and Leeds and a lot of festivals in the UK in August. So I'm like, the plane can loop around.
Yeah, just pop over here. And also, the demand for when she did her one night in the Three Olympia, when obviously...
it was mental.
And I couldn't speak to anybody who went. I was like, I'm so annoyed.
I was one of them. Sorry, I was one of them. Excuse me. Don't want to bring it up.
Don't.
But actually, it's funny you mentioned Chapel because last year her performances at Coachella helped turn her into the massive star that dominated 2024. That is happening next month again across 2 weekends, which I always think is gas. April 11th to 13th and April 18th to 20th. Headliners this year include Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, Travis Scott. You've got names like Missy Elliott, Megan Thee Stallion, Jenny, Marina, Benson Boone appearing on there as well. And even Kneecap are making it to Coachella this year. There are names there that could still pop up in Ireland. Yeah. I mean, the biggest one is, I think we might, fingers crossed, get something from Lady Gaga. She has announced four shows in Singapore that are stadium gigs, a big run of shows in Mexico, and she's doing Coachella. So that would lead me to believe there is a stadium tour coming for her new album, Mayhem. I'm crossing everything she makes it to Ireland this time. She didn't on her last tour, much like how Beyonce's last tour and current tour aren't coming here.
Yeah, what's the snub there about?
I don't know.
I just want to know because like every
what's
time Beyonce...
Yeah, I just want to know.
I just want to know.
Like it's a breakup.
It is because like obviously we've given her such a great turnout. Like she played Oxygen back in the day then like the Three Arena as well. And like we've always shown up.
Yeah, and she did Croke Park for the Formation tour. It could just be like the stadiums particular, they can only take a certain amount of shows a year. I don't know. Like Beyonce and Blackpink are playing big stadium tours that go across Europe. They're not coming near Dublin at the moment. Katy Perry is back in Belfast this year, but she's not playing Dublin. She hasn't played Dublin in like nearly 15 years. She just hates the crack in Dublin.
Yeah, maybe
she's
just
like
too
Belfast
much for
better crack. Anyway, I would say Gaga and Chapel Roan be two acts I would keep an eye out for announcing big shows in Ireland this year.
We just got another text in here that says, don't forget the Westport Folk and Bluegrass Festival that is happening in Westport on June 5th to 8th. There's so many mini festivals happening around the place as well, like and local ones too. I'd say we'd have to do this over 3 hours.
I know,
hours.
I love when you're like, I just listed 12 festivals. Don't forget, it's not that I forgot, it's that I have limited time. Chapel Roan's actually probably playing that one. There you go, exclusive.
Connor Bean, as always, thank you so much. Looking forward to all the crack that we're going to be having in 2025. That is DJ and 2FM host Connor Bean, who will be back with us on Sunday with
Sunday Rewind, yes.
Sunday
6
Rewind,
on,
yeah.
On 2FM.
I was going to say the very first episode, the very first live show of it.
Yeah, it is. First one ever.
We'll be right back after these. FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.